Delaware lawmakers banned the sale and possession of assault-style weapons last year. WHYY's Chris Barish has details on how anyone who previously had one of the rifles or guns can keep it without fear of a felony charge.
Delaware plans to issue voluntary certificates of possession at three events for applicants in the coming weeks. But owners must go to a police facility, bring the weapons, unloaded of course, and present a sales receipt and valid ID. They must also put their thumbprint on the document. Tracy Murphy of the Delaware Coalition Against Gun Violence says lawmakers forged a fair compromise.
The sponsors of the legislation really advocated for people keeping the weapons they already own. I don't think it's too much to ask for people to have a proof of sale to prove that they bought these weapons when it was legal to do so in Delaware.
Jeff Haig heads the Delaware State Sportsmen's Association, which is suing the state over the ban. He says there's likely thousands of assault-style weapons in the state, but has no idea how many owners will get certificates.
We believe that the law is unconstitutional. It's up to individuals as to whether or not they comply.
Authorities say the voluntary certificates are, quote, conclusive proof that the weapons are legal. But Haig said gun owners can simply keep a receipt at home or with them when they take their AR-15 to the shooting range. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.